We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, we just heard Governor John Bel Edwards' press conference, had some interesting things to say. 50 new deaths, that breaks the threshold to 4,000 in the state. The last 10 days have shown progress in a positive direction, but we're not there yet. We've heard that before. We just, it's almost wrong for them to talk about progress because people seem to misconstrue what that means. They just get this sense of confidence when we make progress and feel like, we don't have to worry about it anymore. No, we still apparently have to worry about it. The governor was once again continuing to say that if we want to fully open our economy in the state, that we all have to follow the rules. He talked about his authority to issue mask and social distancing mandates in the state. So for all those who have complained, this is unconstitutional. Well, apparently it's not. And a judge in Baton Rouge upheld the governor's mandates. And I am assuming that these kinds of things have been tested over time because this is not the first time a declaration of emergency has been declared here or around the country. And I'm sure this has withstood a constitutional challenge. So apparently it is not unconstitutional. The governor talked about unemployment, 247 a week in the state of Louisiana, and we are not sure what's going to happen on the national level. As you know, the Republicans and the Democrats now are in Washington trying to figure out what to do about the extension of the benefits. And I talked about this a little bit earlier. Once again, we are reminded that the politicians are so interested in pointing a finger at each other and protecting their political territory that they really don't care what's in the best interest of the American people. And they can't possibly argue that they do. I mean, they can say they do, but there's no evidence that they really do. So when they say it, that doesn't mean they really care. And I think we need to see that for what it is. The truth is, Democrats want to take a stance. Republicans want to take a stance. And they will block what the other wants to do to make sure the other doesn't look good. And the hell with what happens in America. And that's not right. And that's why I could easily support the concept of voting every incumbent out. Some are good. Some of the good ones are going to have to go too. But everybody's involved in the same process. And it's doing what's best for the party and not what's best for us. And there are too many Democrats and Republicans who are cheering on their party. And that's one of the reasons why their party does this. They're standing up for their people. And it's almost like a sporting event. And people are cheering for the Democrats or cheering for the Republicans. You know, we should be focusing on what's best for us. So we don't yet know what's going to happen when it comes to unemployment benefits. Also, the governor said there are thousands of jobs available in Louisiana. And I believe the criteria has changed. Unlike the first round, now people are going to have to show that they're visiting at least three businesses or looking for at least three jobs, maybe not physically visiting, but looking for jobs at least three different locations. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about or the governor's press conference, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Here's an update on our WWL opinion poll. Should schools open for students right now? 52% say no, 48% say yes. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And I'll get back to more of your text here in just a moment. Also, we were talking today about the new rule in California, in Los Angeles, that if you have a party that violates mask and social distancing mandates, the city of Los Angeles will cut your power off, cut your water off. Here's part of what Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti had to say earlier today.
Just as we can shut you down for breaking laws, there's the alcohol laws to bars when they were open before this or other things. This is rooted in strong law from city attorney. We have the opinion. We know we can do this.
So do you think that's too severe? I don't think it is. I wrote a blog about it. It's on our website. I'll put it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page as well. Are the consequences for breaking COVID rules too severe? Or are they not severe enough? And it seems to me that if people are complaining that, oh, that's too severe, well, maybe the real goal should be don't break the rules. Don't have a big party. And this follows this big party at a mansion in Los Angeles. There was even a shooting later at that mansion. So obviously, people who disrespect human life are not going to respect the mask and social distancing mandate rules. But I don't think it's too much. I mean, if they're not going to just cut your water and power off, but maybe this is a way to convince people to do the right thing. Because if you have money, if you have a mansion, you're going to pay the fine. That's not going to be a big deal. But it's going to be a big deal if you cut your power and if you cut your water off. If you want to join us, 504-260-1870, that is Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line. From Covington, Anthony, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon. My name is Anthony.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Spouses just a little while ago picking up some lunch. They have their food. They have a self-service food line on.
A self-service what?
They have their self-service food bar open.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised, and there were people there. They're asking you to use gloves.
Yeah, but I mean, anything that's on—I mean, you could have the virus on your gloves and touch the tongs with your glove hand, so you would still get it on it.
It doesn't sound good, but you know, I've made several calls, some authorities. Nobody's even returned my call. I emailed the governor's office. No response or an acknowledgement. I just thought it was me. I think it's crazy. That's like a phase four move.
Yeah, I don't think self-serve food lines should be open. I mean, there's just too much of a possibility of error there. So
I don't think the phase will make it back. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's going to be a while. Anthony, I appreciate your call. Here is a text that says, come on, people in L.A. can just go out into the desert and party. Well, yeah, they can. Here's another text. Then people in Louisiana would just get a generator, a company, and that I plug. Yeah, I was doing commercials for a generator company a while back. May use generators and AC. Well, I guess you could do that, but not everybody Not everybody would. I mean, it would still be an inconvenience to have your power cut off. For a lot of people, it would be inconvenient to have your power and water cut off. And you know, you could go buy bottled water, but it would be inconvenient when it comes to taking a bath or taking a shower. So, I mean, yes, there are ways around almost everything. But I don't think that's an unfair consequence if you break those rules. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. Also, you have heard that Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for COVID-19. And just like Jeff Landry, Republican Attorney General in our state, Jeff Landry was unable to greet the president, unable to be with the president. I'm sorry, the vice president and his party when they came to Louisiana because he got tested and he was carrying it. Didn't know. Wonder how many people he gave it to. And the same thing with Mike DeWine. I've seen Mike DeWine on the news a lot, and he's a Republican governor. Seems to be very responsible. Seems to be a moderate guy. I don't know his politics, but seems to be moderate. And yet he got it too. You know, I just got a phone call during the governor's press conference. You know, I took a COVID-19 test last Saturday, and they did a blood test, and the results were available within 10 minutes. The blood test is 90% effective, is what they told me. And the blood test was negative. I just got a call during the governor's press conference that the swab test results are out today, and they were also negative. So, you know, I've been careful. I don't have it, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to get it, because you can be careful and still get it. But if I have an option of being reckless or being careful, I'm going to be careful. And so even people who are careful can still get it. Also, the governor talked about this. I got a text about this just a moment ago. The governor talked about Texas and Florida, two states with Republican governors, getting 100% coverage for the National Guard. Louisiana is not. So the governor said it would cost us about $2 million a month. Is this about politics? I don't think it should be, but it seems like it might be. Republican governors of big swing states, well, not swing states, but very important. I mean, Florida might be a swing state. Texas and Florida, big states with very rich electoral votes available. And President Trump is apparently pandering to them. Is that right? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, some teachers in Jefferson Parish were really upset at the school board meeting last night. They had to shut the meeting down, and teachers all over are concerned about going back to school. Students in St. Charles Parish went back to school today, and a mother from St. Charles Parish told WWL First News, my son is going back, and he is scared. I'm scared. We're all scared. It's not safe. And she went on to say, I think the economy opened back up too soon. We're not ready. We're walking around, not wearing masks. Nobody is taking anything serious. There are some people who obviously aren't taking it seriously. And for those who say, well, you see, the mask mandates are in effect and it's not working because numbers are going up. This is one of the most misguided comments that anybody can make these days. A mask mandate does not mean that everybody's wearing a mask. And so that's the problem. President Trump was talking earlier about the negotiations that the White House and Republicans are having with the Democrats concerning the pandemic relief bill, the unemployment.
My administration's exploring executive actions to provide protections against eviction. Eviction's a big problem, very unfair to a lot of people. It wasn't their fault that this virus came from a faraway land, as well as additional relief to those who are unemployed as a result of the virus.
And here is Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, talking about working with the Trump administration.
Yeah, we've got to end the virus so that we can open our schools and open our economy. We've got to help state and local governments so they can meet the needs of people. And we have to put money in the pockets of the American people so that they can stimulate the economy, spend the money, inject demand, and the rest.
Yeah, okay, and also survive. So, you know, let's stop the bickering, stop the arguing, stop pointing fingers, and get it done. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had this to say.
Anybody who's covered Congress long enough knows that I typically will not concede as readily as some might think.
So, I mean, the stalemate goes on. So, look, I just got a heartbreaking text from somebody who wants to know how he's going to survive on $247 a week. And he's out of work, and he said, I would love to have a job. I would love for somebody to hire me. Who are these people who are not accepting their jobs back? Well, some people haven't. I hope you find a job. I've gone through tough times. Well, I know what it's like to lose everything. I hope things work out for this person. I hope things work out for all of you. But there are tough situations out there. And again, what we should all resent And I resent it because it doesn't affect me as directly as it affects many of you. But what I resent is the fact that I live in a country where, you know, not enough is being done. And there's more arguing being done than helping people. And this is just another example of how Republicans and Democrats protect their political tribe's territory over doing what's best for the American people. And that's really sad. They're playing politics at your expense. And yet many of you will forget this when it comes time to vote. And you'll vote for the person that, you know, that you like. Even if the people you like were part of doing this to you. And they know that, and that's why they do it to you. They know it. They know you're not going to care. They know you're going to still support them and vote for them because they have an R or because they have a D by their name. They know you're going to support them, even though they are doing this to you right now. And that's why they do it, because they can get away with it. And they know they can. And shame on us, we the people, for being that way. All right, it is Thursday afternoon. And that means tonight is Thursday night. I think this is the 21st episode of 80s Night from my apartment. Look, it's fun. It's very stupid. Live on Scoot on the Air Instagram tonight, 9 o'clock. I'll do another 80s Night from my apartment in downtown New Orleans. It started during the pandemic when I couldn't go to 80s Night, so I'm just having fun. I love those of you who are dancing along with me. There's a couple in Italy, Marcos and Francisco. Marcos and Francisco wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, Italy time, to watch it live. I'm honored. And I'm honored with those of you who do follow it on a regular basis. It's a Scoot on the Air Instagram just after 9 o'clock. So, you know, join me. Sign up for that. And you can even go to Instagram TV and check out some of the past 80s nights. This was one of the songs from last week. And I hope I am forgiven for the outfit I wore. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, I got to keep that head up. I know it's tough. And one thing I'll do to distract myself and hopefully distract you is do a stupid 80s dance tonight. Not that 80s dances were all stupid, but I kind of make it look a little stupid on Instagram. Hey, Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, and the voice of the Saints, Zach Streif, stopping by at 7:10. That starts right after the news at 4 o'clock. And I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producers, Jordan Fiegel, and Tim Zimmer, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I like you, but I'm not waking up earlier than 8 a.m. to see you or hear you. Hey, I don't blame you. Here's a text that says, so tell the Lib Democrats to stop it then if you're so concerned. Here's a text, I'm having to mow grass after I get off my first job just to make ends meet and to pay for child care. I could really use the stimulus money. Those are the texts that I get every day that break my heart and remind me of how real this is for so many. Here's a text that says, Ludwig and Harahan is hiring welders, fitters, and laborers. So if you have one of those skills, do that. We'll have a lot to talk about on the show tomorrow afternoon. Plus, it will be Free for All Friday on our show. I want to thank you for tuning in and being part of our show. Join me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. It's Scoot on the Air. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.